Hey, everybody, this is a members preview for today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing and you're listening on YouTube, go ahead and hit the join button or the link in the description to become a member on YouTube. And if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, go ahead and become a member at theconfessionalspodcast.com/join, and you can hear the whole episode today. Hey guys, this is a reminder. We have a new podcast at Merkle Media called Free the Rabbits, hosted by Joel Thomas. This podcast is available on YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Free the Rabbits, hosted by Joel Thomas. Go check it out right after this episode.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
Saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves, he's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge, and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkle. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. If you want to check out our documentaries, just go to merklefilms.com. That's where we house all our documentaries that we release on demand for your viewing pleasure. Also, check out merkmerch.com if you want to get your Merkle Media apparel needs on. Merkmerch.com. Links are in the description below. All right, today we have Brandon coming on the show today, and Brandon contacted us about his experiences going out of body through lucid dreaming, and wow, what a story. He was trying to have these experiences. He found it fascinating, and it went from a joyous experience to a terrifying one when he started having entities trying to prevent him from entering back into his body. Let's get to Brandon and his experiences of astral projection through lucid dreaming right now. All right, today we got Brandon on the show from the state of New York. Brandon, what's going on, man?
Hey, everything's good, Tony. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. So, Brandon, yesterday I did a live recording. Yeah, it was recording. So a live recording with my members, and that's because I came out with an episode where I was talking to a lady that had been to Epstein Island. She was human trafficked, and it wasn't YouTube friendly. And so I didn't want the YouTube members to riot for not having a members episode. So I went live, and then I put the live on the app for the members on the app so that they didn't complain that they didn't have a member live like the YouTube people. So hopefully everybody's happy. But I bring that up because there's a large chunk of conversation, a fairly large conversation that I had with one of the guests. Because what I did was, I put out a link and the members could hit the link and pop on with me live and talk with me. And there was actually more than I thought. I thought I'd maybe get one or two, but there was probably about, I'd say 8 to 12 people that popped in. I didn't get to all of them, but for a random thing, it was pretty cool. Anyways, ADHD, bring it back. The one guy had asked me, I think his name was Dwayne. He had asked me about this story that I have hinted at over the years and stuff that I'm going to be dropping. And I am working on that. It's going to be dropping this year. And I actually was texting with the guy who I'm going to be bringing into town to record with me, all that stuff. But that whole thing has a lot to do with what you're going to be talking about today.
Okay.
The guy that the story circulates around, his whole journey into other realms started with the dream state, lucid dreaming.
Absolutely.
And for him, he wound up getting involved with entities that he would work for. And it got to the point where he could traverse realms without going to sleep. And he was able to do things that were on a supernatural level that happened here in this realm as well as the others. It's a very trippy story, but it all started with a dream, like Biggie Smalls says. So I'd like to hand it off to you because you're here today to talk about how you had an obsession with lucid dreaming, this idea yes. of having abilities that maybe seem fantastical. Like when in your email, I remember I read it probably a few days ago or maybe last week or something. Every day runs together now for me. But I remember you saying that there was, and you said it almost in a way where you were like, it sounds childish almost, but you're like, I wanted to shoot fireballs at my hands. And I was like, well, actually, that's possible.
Wait, what?
I mean, I don't know specifically fireballs, but the idea of that kind of stuff is possible, but it's all done through what I believe to be very negative means.
Right.
And so, and even down to simplicity's sake, like energy workers do a lot of
like
similar
healing.
Reiki healing. There are people who do energy work that's more on a sexual nature, without touching somebody. Hey, listen, if you're listening right now and you're not an adult, or you're listening, letting your kids listen with you in the car, and you don't want them to hear certain things. I am droning on long enough. This should be your hint to hit pause. Hit pause. Skip. Whatever you got to do. But here we go. There are people that do energy work. And it's not just Reiki healing, but they literally will do energy work with somebody, like say on the table, and they will, without touching the person, just using the energy, spawn orgasms. And so
that's kind of creepy.
It's very creepy. It's like, how do you get into that field? Like, oh, I just wanted to, you know, have people have orgasms without touching them. I just wanted to have that kind of power. Weird.
I think from a comedy perspective, I think it's kind of funny, like not seriously, but like in a sketch or a skit or something, like Key and Peele type stuff. If they're like walking down the street and they're just like, ha ha, and then that guy just goes, whoa. Yes. That would be funny. But like on a serious note, that's just creepy. That's very weird.
Hey, weirdo, you know, like, when did you start thinking about doing this, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Why did that even cross your mind?
Right. But the point in saying that is that, you know, in the email you mentioned about shooting fireballs at your hand, and it's like the idea of using energy, though, and it's a very real thing. And people don't think that, a lot of people don't think it's real. They think it's movies or cartoons. But I really do believe that not everybody. Maybe everybody could if they went through the right training, but there are people who have had training by supernatural beings
that agreed.
Then can do things that are on a supernatural level. So that's what like kind of hooked me with your email, is that you were obsessed with this stuff as well. And also you mentioned about how you didn't want to live a third of your life away by sleeping. So you wanted to create another life. So I'm hooked. I want to hear about your story and how you got into this and what your motivations were and where it all took you, man.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So let me go all the way back to the beginning of my discovery of lucid dreaming. So I started having some weird dreams when I was probably 14, 15, and they were like half lucid, where I was just a little bit more aware than completely gone in the dream state, that I was experiencing weirdness dreaming, and I started looking it up and came across the topic of lucid dreaming. And I discovered that it is actually possible to completely be 100% lucid in my dreams. That, like you said, it really intrigued me. It got me to a point where I was like, there's no way this is possible. I was kind of like in disbelief, but there's a hint of belief there because I experienced the point of becoming lucid and then instantly waking up. Like, you've had that. I'm sure you've had some dreams where it feels really weird and you're questioning things, but you're not completely lucid yet. And then right as you realize, whoa, wait, this is a dream, you're awake. Have you had something like that?
No, but I sleep next to a person that happens to her all the time. My wife constantly realizes she's in a dream, but she doesn't wake up. She continues in the dream knowing it's not reality.
Right. So that's 100% lucid dreaming. And so this really intrigued me. I didn't go too far into learning how to do it until I was like 18, 19. And to preface that, I was going through a pretty rough time in my life, you know, parents divorcing. I'm the oldest of five kids, now seven kids. I felt like there's a lot of pressure on me to be this like perfect role model and fill in the void that my dad left when, you know, him and my mom split. And my dad's a wonderful man. He's a great father. We had our ups and downs during that rough time, but you know, I'm 30 years old now. We've reconnected. We've bonded over things, and he's actually in this, in my experience, in the story. I feel like God used this experience to repair my relationship with my father too. And I feel very blessed in that, and I'm very grateful for that. So when I was around 19 years old, I was extremely, extremely depressed. I used to say a lot of really, really stupid things. And I did a stint I say a stint like it was a prison sentence, but I did a stint in the hospital, in the mental ward for about 4 or 5 days. Because I threatened to self-delete, and my father didn't take that as a joke. And obviously, you know, if my son ever said something like that to me, I would absolutely take it seriously. And he admitted me into the hospital. I went there. I was mad about everything, yada, yada. Long story short, there's a lot of very demonic, dark energy and demonic presence is influencing my life. I was heavy under spiritual attack. And I didn't know it at the time because I was so angry at the world and so angry at God that I proclaimed myself an atheist. And my father was, my whole life, as far as I can remember, he was a Christian. But he waned on what he practiced here and there, struggled with alcoholism and many other, not drugs, but many other poor decisions in his life. And there was a discussion between him and my mom, and me and all my brothers and sisters were younger, about like which church that my dad wanted us to grow up in. And my mom wanted us to grow up in the Catholic Church because that's where she went. Very Italian culture in the Bronx. I was born in the Bronx. My grandmother, very Catholic, big into the church and the Catholic tradition. My mom was like a traditional Catholic, where because of it being in the family, she just assumed being Catholic and then went to church on Sundays for like, you know, a month or two straight, and then on holidays. It wasn't anything super crazy serious. And my dad really wanted us to go to a Christian church. I don't know what denomination back then. I just remember my parents having this very passionate discussion about which church all the kids should go to. And my dad ultimately conceded to my mom to go to Catholic church, because he said, well, I'd rather them have God in their life than not at all. And I'm clearly not winning this argument. So let's go to Catholic Church. So my first experience with faith and religion is Catholicism. And I did not like it. I did not like the feeling stepping into a Catholic church. There's just a weird energy to it that I didn't feel when I stepped into a Christian church later on in my life. And I don't like some of the things. I'm not going to go crazy on criticizing. I just didn't like some of the things where they took the liberties to give the authority to the church and not to God the Father or Jesus. I think it goes in that order. So I ultimately stepped back, stepped away, fell out of the church, and then said, you know, my life's so miserable. There's so much evil in the world. There's no way that God is real. Blah, blah, blah. I'm an atheist. So I was living my life from like 14, 15 years old to 19 years old, kind of just wandering around. And when I really looked into the lucid dreaming, I found out that there's methods that you can practice to get 100% capable of walking into a dream. It's called walking into a dream. And like you said earlier in the introduction, I was not only depressed in real life and hated how I was feeling, and I was mad at God. At the time, I didn't know I was mad at God. I didn't want to admit it to myself. But I was very intrigued by the fact that I could spend one third of my life doing fantastical superhero in the Marvel Comics type things. And the one thing that intrigued me more than shooting fireballs from my hands was flying, flight. Like, just, I really wondered what that felt like. And I knew that if I could master lucid dreaming, I could experience what it's like to fly. And there's no way in real life where I could experience what it's like to fly at this point in my life. I believe that it's possible now with the help of, you know, some not so great spirits, or entities, whatever you want to call them, whether they're Nephilim or fallen angels. I don't know. They're just not good. So I looked up, I stumbled across these things called binaural beats. Have you ever heard of binaural beats?
I think so. Not enough to know to speak intelligibly. Okay. I think I'm familiar.
So binaural beats are, it's two frequencies, two wavelengths that are played, one in each earbud. You need to use earbuds because it separates the sound into left and right audio. And they play into your ears, and your brain combines them and creates this third frequency combining them. And that frequency from combining the left and the right activates something. And they're usually like guided meditation type things. There's binaural beats to help you sleep better. There's binaural beats to help you walk into a dream. There's binaural beats to, I mean, I experimented with this because I was a dumb kid and curious. There's binaural beats that simulates the feeling of being high from smoking weed. There's binaural beats. There's many different things you can do. So I found one for lucid dreaming, and I was like, okay, I got to start recording my dream journal. This is what I've learned from researching, recording all my dreams in a dream journal. And I wasn't dreaming enough to where I could, I had to work for this, basically. I wasn't dreaming every night for 2 or 3 weeks. It was like I dream once, and then 3 weeks later, I have another dream. So I have to record them in as much detail as possible as soon as I wake up, because they say in order to remember your dreams more frequently, as soon as you wake up, first thing you do, write down everything you remember about your dream. And over time, it will start being more easily able to be remembered. And you'll get more detail, and then eventually it will start, you'll start remembering your dreams almost on the everyday kind of scale. So I did the binaural beats, recording my dreams on my note. I had a dream journal, a dream notebook. And there's also this guided meditation that you can do that I did. That's more, I'll get to that when I did the astral projection, because I didn't really go into the guided meditation for lucid dreaming. The main two things was binaural beats. After about a month of recording in my dream journal, I had like 5 dreams written down, and it really just like blasted me off into lucid dreaming. And so I was like, wow, these binaural beats are fantastic. This is amazing. I'm pretty sure there's a guest you had on a while back he mentioned the Monroe Institute. If you wanted to learn how to lucid dream, I don't condone anybody practicing lucid dreaming. Let me just get that straight right now. I don't condone anybody astral projecting, astral traveling. I don't condone it, but every human has their free will. They can do what they want. They're talking to God at the end of the day, at the end of their life. They're the ones who's got to, they got to answer to him, not to me. So I don't care what they do. I just rather them not, because my experiences, you know, weren't that great after the initial allure. So my first lucid dream, the first thing I did, absolutely, I realized I was dreaming, and it was the walking into a dream thing where, like, it's not like I'm seeing the dream form around me. It was more, all of a sudden, I'm in this setting. I was outside in a field, and I realized, yeah, this isn't real. This is a dream. And it's just like instant. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it other than that. I just knew it was a dream because I was intentionally telling myself, you know, I am going to walk into a dream. I'm going to walk into a dream. I'm like repeating this mantra in my mind while I'm really relaxing my body and listening to the binaural beats. And as soon as I realized that, I was like, okay, I'm in this dream. Let's see if this works. And I'm like, I don't even know how to fly. How am I going to fly? I don't know how to fly. And I'm just like, whoa, I'm flying. Okay. It's just your willpower. It's just what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you desire to do comes into reality in that dream realm.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more of it, go to theconfessionalspodcast.com. Become a member if you're listening on the podcast feed. And if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and click the join button or the link in the description, and you can become a member today on YouTube and get this show.